Hello, my little baby. How are you? I hope you're doing good. Are you ready for yet another good night story? Let's get started. Tonight's story is called Princess Rose and the Golden Bird. This is by Sergei Nikolov. Shall we begin? A princess sings a lullaby to her kingdom every night until she falls under a curse. Now, what is this curse? Let's check out. Here we begin. Many, many years ago, in a kingdom far, far away, there lived a beautiful princess. She had long red hair and she loved red roses. She loved roses so much that everyone called her Princess Rose. Every evening after dusk, Princess Rose went out on the balcony and clapped her hands. A golden bird came flying out of nowhere and sat on her shoulder. Instantly, the princess's hair began to shine with brilliant red light. When the bird started to sing a beautiful tune, Princess Rose joined it in a song, and everyone in the kingdom fell asleep and had sweet dreams till the break of dawn. Thus passed the years. Every evening, Princess Rose, along with the little golden bird, sang a loving lullaby. So that all people fell asleep and had sweet dreams till the break of dawn. Until one day, something terrible happened. A wicked witch learned about Princess Rose and decided to curse her.
I am not going to leave her. Abracadabra. Simsalabim, may the roses color dim.
The witch said, and the Princess Rose's hair instantly turned black as tar. That evening too, Princess Rose went out on her balcony and clapped her hands. But when the golden bird appeared, her hair glowed black instead of red. What is this? As every evening, they sang her lullaby. Everyone in the kingdom fell asleep. But that night, they only had bad dreams and nightmares. On the following day, the saddened princess asked the bird,
"Tell me, golden bird, how can I make my people's dreams so sweet till the break of dawn?"
"Chirp, chirp, black hair. Water."
The bird chirped in reply. Princess was happy. She filled up a basin with water and sprinkled rose petals on its surface. Then she dipped her hair into the rose water and instantly the hair turned red again. That evening, when the bird sat on her shoulder again, the radiant red glow of her hair lit up the night sky once more. The radiant red glow of her hair lit up the night sky once more. The princess sang her lullaby, and everyone in the kingdom fell asleep and had sweet dreams till the break of dawn. The wicked witch was so very angry that her curse had been broken that she decided to cast it again.
I am not going to leave her this time. Abracadabra, simsalabim, may the roses color dim.
And the princess's hair turned as black as tar again. Only this time, the witch also picked up all the rose blooms in the entire kingdom.
Let's see how you will break my curse now,
said the witch, filled with rage. Once again, the saddened princess asked the bird,
Tell me, golden bird, how can I make my people's dreams so sweet again till the break of dawn?
Chirp, chirp! Black hair in rose water,
the bird chirped in reply.
But where should I find a rose?
Chirp, chirp! Black hair in rose water, chirp, chirp!
The bird chirped and flew away. The princess did not know what to do. Her eyes filled with tears, one of them falling to the ground below. At that very moment, a young and handsome prince, who had stopped under the balcony of the princess, took out a little box and a single red hair from within it. He bent down and placed the hair atop the prince's tear. And then a miracle happened. Suddenly, the red hair turned into a red rose. The prince picked the rose and took it up to the princess. Upon seeing the rose, she immediately brushed off her tears and plucked its petals to add to the water in the basin. Then she dipped in her hair and the curse was broken. Everyone was so happy, and the king asked the prince,
Young man, where did you find that red hair?
Well, when the princess and I both were children, I picked a single strand of her hair from her head as a sign of my loyalty to her. And she did the same to me, pulling out a strand of my own hair.
It's true, father.
The princess confirmed and took out a little box. She opened it to reveal a single hair from the princess's head inside. Everyone was delighted with this news. The prince and the princess Rose got married on the very same day. And what about the witch? Upon learning that her curse had been broken again, the wicked witch's evil nature swelled so much that she exploded into a 1,000 tiny pieces. Eventually, rose blooms sprang up in every garden in the kingdom once again. And so it went. Each evening, Princess Rose sang her loving lullaby. So that all people fell asleep and had sweet dreams till the break of dawn. Did you like the story? Now, time for the moral of the story. We should be kind to others. We should never be angry. The witch exploded into tiny pieces, no? After being so angry. So always be kind and never be angry. That's all for tonight on Good Night Stories with Simran. I will be back very soon with yet another good night story. Till then, good night, my babies.